Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to episode 10, which is the last episode of this first season of the Music Biz Out of Bounds podcast. This is yours truly, founder and artist management consultant of Sparkswood Management, Maria Dion. I thank you for everyone who has listened all the way up until this point. I know sometimes it can get a little boring in the middle and you kind of lose momentum. And you don't really follow through all the way to the end. But for those who have taken the time and the focus to listen to every last episode, I love you, I appreciate you, and I applaud you. Congratulations for actually seeing something all the way through to completion. You should be proud of yourself, because if you can listen to all 10 episodes of this, my friend, you can build a successful music career or a successful music business without the help of all these people you think you need and all these resources you think you need to have. Now, for the newcomers who are just finding out and tuning in on this last episode, again, I appreciate you for coming in and checking it out. I encourage you to go back and listen to all 10. You don't have to really listen to them in particular order, but I encourage you to go back and listen to all 10. Now, when I say this is the last episode, I just want to make it clear. It's not the final and last episode ever. It's just the last episode of this first wave of episodes that we've done. I like to do things organized, a little bit organized. So this is going to kind of be like, you know, the first season is 10 episodes and I'll come back with like another season. I'm not really sure how many episodes that's going to be, but all in all, thank you guys for being a part of this journey. And I want to keep this short, sweet, and straight to the point. Keep this under 20 minutes. So without further ado, let's get started in today's topic. Okay. So today we're going to be talking about building a brand in the most simple way possible. And I want to make sure that you guys get the most simplistic principle out of this, okay? Because once you understand this, everything else becomes easier, or shall I say, it makes more sense. Branding is simply the process of getting people to understand your mission statement. Now, if you don't know what a mission statement is, I encourage you to go back to whichever episode that was where we talked about getting a mission statement. Go back there because it'll make sense. Mission statements pretty much get people to understand why you're doing what you're doing, who you are, and how are you doing what you're doing, exactly what is it that you're doing, and it helps them identify whether or not they relate to it and whether or not it's something that they want to be involved in. Plain and simple. The more consistent you can be in your messages, that is perfecting the art of branding. That's it in a nutshell. I don't care what PR person you pay $2,000, $1,500 to do a campaign. I don't care. That is the basis of their campaign, people. They want to ask you questions that pretty much sum up what the hell it is that you're doing. And you can do that yourself by developing a mission statement. And once you develop that mission statement, your next job is to maintain consistency with who you said you are, why you say you do what you do, what is it that you're doing, and how you're doing it. All your images, videos, any text that you write. So that means all your social media, all of your songs, all your videos, your entire music, everything should be based upon that mission statement. And every single time you do something, you should be driving that mission statement into their minds. Boom, 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 boom. Consistency, consistency, and consistency. What the hell do you stand for? What the hell are you doing? Why the hell are you doing it? And what the hell are you doing it for? Like, how exactly are you doing it? That's what your mission statement should be communicating to people. And it should be done consistently. For example, if your mission statement is to uplift people, in no circumstances should people ever see you putting people down. I don't care what argument you are having. I don't care what stupid crap somebody said. It doesn't matter. If your purpose, your entire purpose and your mission is to uplift people and inspire people, you should not be engaging in any type of negative situations publicly. Now, again, I'm not going to say we ain't human, because I know we get mad, I know we get attitudes, and I know we pop off. However, in those moments, that's where you have to be able to explain yourself. That's where honesty comes in, ladies and gentlemen. That's where being authentic comes in, to say, you know what? I lost myself for a second because those are some things that's a little sensitive to me. You know, I'm insecure in that area and it's something that I'm working on. However, and then you dive back into your mission statement. You get people to focus back on what it is you want them to focus on. This is a problem in hip hop. A lot of artists say their goal and their job is to teach the youth and help them become better. But then the minute somebody come for them, a hater, if that's what you want to call them, they popping off and it's, you don't know me, son, and I'm from Detroit and I'm this and this and I F your life up, son, I kill you out. That's ridiculous. That's not you being true to yourself. Okay? And then to explain yourself, you don't even drive the point back to the mission statement. You all of a sudden turn into this gangster. Just stop, y'all, okay? Can we please just chill? Nobody's saying people can't knock you off your game. Nobody's saying that you can't get upset. No one's saying that you can't get angry. No one's saying that you can't have those negative feelings. However, the key is to catch yourself when you're in that moment. And if it's publicly and other people see it, explain yourself and then drive the point back to your mission statement and get back to work. Plain and simple. Okay, so I can't explain branding in any other simplest terms, because from there it gets complicated. So if you want to know how to establish a very solid brand, the first thing you need to do is get a mission statement. And you get a mission statement by answering a few questions so that you can create that statement. It's kind of like a formula that you use to get to that statement. And then everything you do from there is like, okay, what can I do that's going to reflect this statement? What can I say that's going to reflect this statement? What images can I use to reflect this statement? What music can I create to reflect this statement? What interview can I give that will reflect this statement? Everything you do will be surrounding this statement. Anything outside of this statement, you are out of pocket. Or you need to change your mission statement. Plain and simple. So, effective branding equals effective mission statement and execution of all the things that relate to that mission statement. And consistency is key. That means if you want to be in the music business for 10 years, well, guess what? You got 10 years of consistency to come up with ideas that match that mission statement. Plain and simple. That's why Beyonce is so successful. That's why J. Cole is successful. That's why Jay-Z is successful. That's why, even though Tupac ain't here no more, he's still successful in the afterlife. And Biggie's successful in the afterlife. And Michael Jackson is successful even in the afterlife. And Prince is successful in the afterlife. You understand what I'm saying? Once you get it and you become consistent, even when you leave here, or you're not doing this no more, when people know you for music, it'll be consistent. So, the best way to brand yourself, ladies and gentlemen, is to get a mission statement. And if this is the first time that you're hearing this, go back to our episode. I can't remember which one it is, but it's titled Get a Mission. Go back to that episode, listen to it, and then create your mission statement. That's the best I can do for you guys, okay? So, again, I told you guys this was the last episode for this first round of seasons of podcasts. I thank everyone for joining in on this experiment and giving feedback and letting me know how to make this thing better, how to make this thing pop. And, you know, I love the fact that you guys are talking back to me about the feedback. About the information that you're getting and that you're actually using, because this is what I need to know. I need to know if it's helping y'all, because if it's not, I'm gonna stop. I ain't doing this just for the hell of it. I'm doing it because, well, one, it's kind of fun doing it. But two, I don't want to be talking just to be talking. You know, I don't want to be talking just to be heard. I actually want to help you. So if you're listening to this and it's working out, talk back to me, guys. Let me know what the best part was so that I can, you know, focus more on those things in the next season for the next group of artists or for you. You know, I'm here to help you. So that's all I got. I love you guys. I encourage you to go back and re-listen to all 10 episodes until you get the point of each one. If you want to talk to me, if you want to hire Sparkswell Management as your management team, if you want to hire me as your manager, I encourage you to visit sparkswoodmgmt.com. Check it out. Make sure we are a good fit for each other. Make sure, you know, what we have on there kind of match what it is that you have going on. If you have any questions, by all means, do not hesitate to contact me. If you're listening on Anchor, you can actually send me voice messages and I can listen to them on here. Or on the website, there's a contact form. You can send that out and I will check it. Or you can hit me up on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can DM me and let me know what's up. And if you come to the conclusion that you think Sparkswood might be the right team for you, there is an assessment form that you can fill out right on the website. Go ahead and submit that to me and I will contact you in a few days to let you know what's up and we'll get the process started. So until next time, I love y'all. Be safe. And again, if you have any questions, I'm here. I also want to let you guys know about the Facebook live sessions that I do Tuesdays and Thursdays on our Facebook page, Sparkswood MGMT. So again, you can head over there to find out some frequently asked questions and I'm answering them. And if I haven't answered any of the questions that you have, shoot me a message and ask me the question and I'll go live. It's that simple. You know, IGTV just came out, so I'm trying to figure out some content that we can do, but in the form of TV because it's IGTV, all right? I don't want to be doing no still pictures with music in the background because that's whack to me, because it's TV. TV is supposed to be, you know, images and sound and compelling content. So in the meantime, I'll be trying to figure out what we can do with that. Until then, visit our Instagram page. We got some stuff happening there. And tune in to those Facebook live sessions to get some questions answered or ask me questions and I'll answer them live for you. And like I said, keep listening to these 10 episodes until you get the point. And I'm here for questions, concerns. If you have them, I am available. So until next time, I love y'all. Peace.